When World War II broke out, the Rav of the city of Panevej, of Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, was on a fundraising trip for his yeshiva, located in Panevej, Lithuania. And he wasn't in the area overrun by the Germans, but he was cut off from most of his family, except for one son who was traveling with him, his wife, the rest of his children, his tamidim and yeshiva, and all the townspeople. There was no way to get back into Panevej to be there with them. So he made his way to Eretz Yisrael, and at first he held out a lot of hope, but then the news started coming in little by little, and he knew that disaster was happening. And he started asking the obvious question, which is why? And after a while, he said he stopped asking that question. And he asked a different question. See, to answer the question why, he knew it was a futile question. Because only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. The Navi tells us, Ki lo machshevotai machshevoteichem, lo darcheichem derachai. It's impossible for us to think like the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think it's the Sefer Yikarim of the Abba says that if I knew him, I would be him. The only one who could really know the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So instead of wasting his time asking a question which he couldn't get an answer for, he asked a different question. Instead of why, he asked what. He says, what should I be doing? I don't know why what's happening is happening, but at least what should I be doing? And he decided, amongst many other things, that he was going to open up a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, because his yeshiva in Lithuania was being devastated, all the yeshivas would be. He's going to open up a yeshiva that was going to service 500 Talmidim. 1942-43, and they told him, Kvod HaRav, you've got to be kidding. There aren't 500 Talmidei yeshiva in all of Eretz Yisrael, and you want to open up one yeshiva for 500 Talmidim? You're dreaming. And he said, you're right. I am dreaming. But I dream when I'm awake, not when I'm sleeping. And he went on to found the Panevej yeshiva, Bnei Brak, and many, many other mosdos of Torah and Chesed. So we can ask why, and it's a legitimate question, and the answer is, there is no answer that we would understand. Ki lo machshevotai machshevoteichem. Not that there isn't an answer, but it's not an answer that we can understand. So if we can't ask why, can ask what? What should we be doing? So, presumably what we should do is what the Torah tells us about the death of Nadav and Avihu in Parshat Shmini on a day of tremendous celebration. Chanukah Samishkan, tremendous kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
And the fire comes out and consumes two great people, the future Gedolei Ador. And even though the Torah tells us what they did, Chazal have a great deal of trouble figuring out what they really did. Torah says, "Vayisimu alek Torah, vayikrivu lifnei Hashem, eish zara shel lotzi v'osam, vayteitzei eish milifnei Hashem, v'tochel osam, vayimusa lifnei Hashem." The Chazal give all sorts of different possibilities what exactly the chait was, because we don't really know, even when the Torah tells us. So what do? The Torah says, "Vayidom Aaron." Aaron just was silent. He accepted the Gzar Din. V'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivkur es hasreifa shesaraf Hashem. What we can do is we can mourn. Imo anochi v'tzara. This is a calamity that affects everybody. Friday they had released partial list of the names, and going through the names, and something struck me. Maybe it shouldn't have been so striking, but it struck me. They were listing names and a little bit about them, like two words, three words. They listed the name of one person, and it said, Tamid Yeshivat Hezder Beramat Gan. Two or three names later, Chassid Satmer Me'atzel Tabrit. And I realized that those two people had something very much in common. They had the same Zaydas and Babas. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And we share those same Babas and Zaydas. So it's all of us. And although I think that that's the appropriate initial reaction, I don't think it's enough. This year, there was no Meron celebration. We're in the middle of Corona. Just a handful of people were able to go. And this year, see, we could celebrate. So that's what we thought. Kadosh Baruch Hu felt differently. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bechukosai, and we know in Parshas Bechukosai there's a tremendous tochacha, a tremendous rebuke for Am Yisrael. One in Bechukosai, one in Kisavo. And the Torah starts off by saying, if we follow in the ways of Hashem, in Bechukosai Teilecha, we have all sorts of wonderful things. Vim lo tishmu li. And the bad stuff starts happening. And the Torah describes what will happen. Vim adela lo tishmu li. And if it still doesn't work, v'yasafti li asrazdchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to add on more. And then the Torah, in a number of times in the Tochacha, uses the following language. V'imtelchu imi keri v'lotovu lishmo'ali. I'm going to add on some more. V'imbe'elo lo tivasru li v'halachta imi keri. I'm going to do more. V'imbezot lo tishmu li v'halachta imi bekeri. I'm going to do even more. What's this bekeri over here? Says the Rambam in Ichos Tanios, Mitzvot Aseh min HaTorah Lizog Ulariya B'chatzotzros Akol Tzara Shetavu Al HaTzibur. When there's a Tzara on the Tzibur, you have to cry out. V'dover zem midarkei hatshuvahu. Shebizman shetovo tzara v'yizaku aleha v'yariyu, yedu akol shebiglal ma'aseyem haroyim hu alehen. Kakotov avonoseichem hitu. We have to realize when a calamity happens to Am Yisrael, it's not in a vacuum. Yes, there's an investigation, an avad chakira, and they'll say that this was wrong and it should have been set up differently and the police should have, or the shouldn't have, or hatzal. But that's not what the main problem is. See, the Rambam continues, avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu, Eleyomu davar zemi minag olam ira lanu v'tzara zo nikra nikret. If people come along and say, no, what do you want? A lot of people go into a small place. It's bound to happen. So it happened. If you say it's a mikra, harei zo derech achzoriot, that's cruelty. It means we won't change because it just happens. And if we don't change, it's only going to get worse. Hu shekotuv b'Torah v'halachtim imi b'keri v'halachti gamani machim b'chamat keri. That's what it says in Bukhukotai. If we treat it as a mikra, it's just some happenstance, it's bound to happen. A lot of people get into a small space, so somebody's going to get trampled. 1 year, it's a nes, it didn't happen all the other years. That's not enough. Kadosh Baruch is not happy. And if this is a tzara for Klal Yisrael, then he's not happy about me and about you. And sometimes, when the tzara is on Klal Yisrael, it's those who are most innocent and most precious who pay the price. Why? It's a good question. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam has an answer. But if after the Avelus is over, we don't change anything, Torah tells us in the Chukosai, it's a mistake. You can't just say, no, it happened, it was a tragedy, it was terrible. Tragedy happened because of something about Am Yisrael. What? So if we had Nevi'im, we could ask him. We could ask him and say, what exactly is the Kodesh Baruch Hu want of us right now? The Navi might be able to tell us. But we don't have Nevi'im. And I don't have a crystal ball. When Corona first was at its height, Pesach time last year here in Eretz Yisrael, we were in total lockdown and the whole world had turned upside down. I spoke to a Choshev, a Talmud Chacham here. And I said to him, Kodesh Baruch is obviously not happy. He's turned the whole world upside down. 7 billion people have been infected by a microcosm no one can see. What do we need to do? He said to me, it's very easy for me to tell you a dozen things you need to change. But that's not what should be happening. I need to tell myself what I need to change. I can tell you what you need to. It's always easy to tell the other person what he's doing wrong. But that's not what it's about. It's about what we all need to do. I have to ask myself. So I can stop here. But there's something that struck me that, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Navi, I'm not telling you what needs to be changed and what caused anything. Tomorrow's Daf Yomi starts off with the following Mishnah. Talks about the Avod and the Beis Hamikdash. And it talks about certain Avodos that they used to do a pious sort of lottery to see which Kohen would be Zocha. But there was one activity. The first thing that needed to be done every day in the Beis Hamikdash that used to take place very early in the morning. Sometimes it was at the crack of dawn. On Yom Kippur they used to do it shortly after midnight. And on Yomim Tovim they used to do it even before then. There weren't too many Kohanim who were up. So they said, we don't need to do a lottery. What did you need to do? You needed to go to the top of the Mizbeach. There was this very long ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. That was 10 amos tall. And you used to have to take small amount of the ashes that were there and bring them down and put it next to the Mizbeach. It's called the Trumat Hadesha. So we don't need to do a lottery. So who gets to do it? First come, first serve. Says the Mishnah, tomorrow's Daf Yomi. Masa Shayu Shneim Shavin. Two people wanted to this job. Viratzin Volim Bakevesh. So they ran up and they were neck and neck. V'dochav Echad Mehenet Chaviro V'nafal V'nishbaro Raglo. One of them pushed the other, he fell off the ramp and he broke his leg. The Kevin Shoal Baitin Shabani de Sakanit Kinushlo Yutomin at Amizbech al Bapayas. So then they started introducing a lottery even for this. So tomorrow's Daf Yomi talks about people who wanted to do a very important mitzvah. But it got tight and somebody pushed somebody and he got injured. Maybe it's pure coincidence. But it struck me people wanting to do a mitzvah. Somebody got pushed and somebody got injured. What was the chisaron and what was going on there? Seems to me that at least one of the two people, maybe both, one of the two people, didn't have a balance. He was so mitlahev in his bein adam lamakom that he didn't have room for his bein adam lachavero. And that's something that's a challenge to all of us so often in life. We're trying to figure out how to do this, and we get so caught up in doing something that's really a good thing that we just lose out on something else that's just not balanced. You know, whether it's the person who's running late and he wants to daven minchin, there's no parking spot, so he takes his car and he parks it in front of somebody's driveway. It's only going to be 10, 12, 15 minutes. And he blocks somebody's driveway. But it's one mitzvah. Well, the friends, with somebody, their close friend just got engaged, and they make an impromptu engagement party with music. But she came back, it was midnight, it was 1 a.m., but she just got engaged. It's a mitzvah l'sameach t'kala. Maybe 1 o'clock in the morning with music isn't the right time. In so many other cases. I struggle with that often. I think many people do. How to balance. Maybe that's something, one of the many things that we can work on. Trying to make sure that our properly placed Hislavas Bein Adam Lamakom doesn't make us forget that equally important Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Whatever it is, tonight we can be bocha, but at some point we have to work on making sure this isn't some mikra in our mind.